Welcome to the Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi, I'm Robin Rock, and today we have Dr. Jeffrey Wayne from Northwestern Medicine joining us. He is the Chief of Surgical Oncology at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Wayne. Let's talk a little bit about surgical oncology. What exactly is that?
Surgical oncologist is a surgeon who operates on patients with cancer. But I think more importantly, when someone is a board-certified surgical oncologist, what that means is they've had extra training, a fellowship, if you will, extra years beyond their residency, where they're trained in the multidisciplinary care of cancer patients. So it may involve operating, it may involve not operating. What it really stresses is working with other cancer physicians to get patients the best care that they can possibly get.
Okay, so how does surgical oncology work with medical oncology to develop treatment plans for patients? It doesn't always mean surgery. So that's really great news.
Right, Robin. You know, at places like Northwestern Medicine and the Lurie Cancer Center, what it really boils down to is that we have disease-specific teams of physicians. So while I'm a surgical oncologist, I specialize in the treatment of patients with melanoma and soft tissue tumors, or what we call sarcomas. At least once a week, we get together as a group of physicians to interact and present our challenging cases to each other and develop individualized treatment plans for our patients. And this is really something that in 2023, every patient should have. As we've seen, and probably most of us have read about in the news, with all the evolving therapies, whether it's immunotherapy for melanoma or cancer vaccines or clinical trials, it's within the context of these treatment groups or tumor boards that we're really able to individualize care for patients and make sure they're getting the appropriate care that they need.
So you were joining us for Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking with Dr. Wayne from Northwestern Medicine. What types of cancers do you most commonly operate on?
I have 7 physicians in my group. So when we think of surgical oncology, there's really subdivisions within every department. So I have 3 physicians that specialize in the care of patients with complex gastrointestinal tumors. I have myself, who operates on melanomas, complex skin cancers, or sarcoma, soft tissue tumors. And then we also have physicians in my group that treat complex endocrine surgery conditions, such as diseases of the parathyroid gland, the thyroid gland, and the adrenal gland. So we're a group. We all have had kind of similar training, but, you know, at a place like Northwestern, what you find is that as you get known for something, you get more and more referrals within that area, and then it ends up being the only thing you operate on. And that's obviously going to be the advantage of the patient. I mean, you want to go to someone in a place where they're doing enough volume of cases that they're really experts in the field. And so for me, I mean, I do over 400 operations a year on patients with cancer. If you multiply that times the 20 something years I've been here at Northwestern, that's a lot of cases.
I do know that July is Sarcoma Awareness Month. What exactly is sarcoma?
So a sarcoma typically presents as a painless swelling, say in the arm or the leg or the abdomen. It's often worked up with radiologic studies such as CT scans and MRIs that reveal the anatomy and the abnormal anatomy. And then a diagnosis is usually established by some type of needle biopsy that doesn't complicate matters down the line when surgery is needed. Sarcoma is really one of the success stories of modern medicine in that clinical trials have shown that using a combination of therapies, surgery, medical oncologists giving chemotherapy and other targeted therapies and radiation therapy, that we can do what's called limb-sparing surgery. You know, say in the 1970s, about 50% of all patients with sarcomas ended up undergoing amputations. In this day and age, it's less than 5%. And that's because physicians like myself and my colleagues here at Northwestern are able to work together to sequence our treatments, to individualize our treatments, and to allow patients to maintain their limbs and, you know, not just maintain their limbs, but maintain a functional limb and return to society in a meaningful way.
You're joining us for Voices of Better Medicine. We are talking to Dr. Wayne from Northwestern Medicine, and you mentioned sarcoma. Let's talk about carcinoma.
Carcinoma is really a broad catch-all term. It, you know, essentially is synonymous with malignancy, but it's typically a mucosal or an epithelial malignancy. So breast cancer is a carcinoma. Gastric cancer or stomach cancer is a carcinoma. Those are different than sarcomas, which are tumors of the soft tissues, or say melanoma, which is a skin cancer. It's really a broad term, but it's essentially meant to describe a malignancy.
What is one thing that our listeners should know when they or somebody that they know is recommended for surgery?
The most important thing is to get the right treatment at the right time. And it's not so important to rush to the first doctor you can find and get the earliest operative date or the earliest treatment as quickly as possible. What's more important is to get into the hands of a specialist who can review your pathology, make sure that we know what we're treating.
Dr. Wayne, appreciate you being here for our Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you.